This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
No doubt about it. Back in action for Royals baseball. It starts today, 2 o'clock on the air with Josh Verner. Also, do not forget, you can go see Cody and Gold. They are outside KT, Cole Reagans, JJ Piccolo, Ryan LaFever, Josh Verner, Brian Kinney. They won't even talk today. They'll just let their guests do all the talking, which is what you should do when you have a loaded lineup like that. So go see them outside KT. We'll play George Brett again in case you missed it from earlier. We'll play that in the 9 o'clock hour as we keep going through on this opening day. Vern at 2 o'clock, Royals at 2:30 here on 96.5 The Fan, which is your home for Royals baseball. Bob, Dusty, and Mac with you. Currently here.
What about Carrington? He doesn't get to talk today.
No, he gets the day off.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. He got to do his Royal show yesterday. There are some prop bets as we get into prop agenda here on Fesco and Dusty with the Kansas City Royals. I think there's a bet that's a really good bet to throw a flyer out on. Cole Reagans to lead the major leagues in strikeouts is plus 2,200.
See, I think that's a very high number, and I like that number a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Plus 2,200, he's like the third highest on that list.
He had, what, 297 strikeouts last year or something, right?
He's like 233 or 223, somewhere around there.
That's a lot. Yeah. But let me take that back a little bit. That's a lot from my perspective. I guess now everybody strikes out Major League Baseball, so nobody frowns upon that.
And you know he's going to fan at least seven today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cole Reagans, plus 2,200 to lead baseball in strikeouts. This is all via DraftKings, FYI. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. to lead the league in stolen bases. Ellie De La Cruz is a minus number.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Because of obvious.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. plus 1,800 to lead the league in stolen bases. I don't like this bet because of the addition of Jonathan India. If India is on second and Bobby Witt's on first, Bobby Witt's not stealing second unless they just become the double steal team in the world, which fireworks and everything for me as
well. What are you, 1980 all over again? Which would be great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then somebody's hitting 390.
Yeah.
But no, again, like I think Bobby Witt Jr. to lead in stolen bases. I think he'll have another 30 year. I think it could be 40 year for Bobby Witt Jr. If that power picks up because he's starting to get into that grown man body. Plus 1,800 for Bobby Witt Jr. to lead the league in stolen bases.
I was just looking up at the MLB network that we have on this morning because it is opening day and they had Ellie De La Cruz up there rounding the bases. And I'm thinking to myself, really the only way Bobby leads the big leagues in stolen bases this year if that guy gets injured. And I don't want to see that guy get injured this year. But that's a nice bet if you're just, you know, looking for kind of a long shot. But I think Ellie De La Cruz leads the majors in stolen bases. He's such a dynamic player.
He's great. He's one of those futures of the game of young kids doing their thing. Bobby Witt Jr. plus 550. By the way, this stat and this prop bet leads all of baseball. He is the favorite here, plus 550 to lead Major League Baseball in hits.
I still like that number too, 5-1 basically to lead baseball in hits. That's a good bet. I think Bobby Witt is that guy this year.
Sorry, Luis Arraez, your reign is over as being the singles lord. Like that, so the guy does. He hits like 340 every year, but he has like
Tony Gwynn 2.0.
Yeah, pretty much, just in the wrong era. Bobby Witt Jr., the MVP candidate. That's what everybody wants to know. A lot of people are placing that bet right now on DraftKings as of today. He is plus 400. He is only behind Aaron Judge, who is plus 310. It's a pretty close gap. The other thing there is Yordan Alvarez is the third. So a lot of people thinking Alvarez is going to have that year in Houston. He's plus 600. That's your top three in the American League MVP candidates. Aaron Judge at plus 310, Bobby Witt Jr. at plus 400, and Yordan Alvarez at plus 600.
I know the odds don't say that Bobby's the favorite going into this, but I think Bobby is the favorite this year for the MVP. I see a lot of people who cover the game saying Bobby Witt should be the MVP this year, like with their preseason predictions and all that kind of stuff. So while he's not the betting favorite, I think he is the voting favorite going in, which is all I care about right now. And if you're the voting favorite at this point of the season, you're already playing from ahead, right? That's kind of what we talked about last year with Bobby Witt Jr. not being the MVP. Plus 400, throw some dough on that, man. I think Bobby Witt can be your MVP. I saw a sneaky one in the National League that somebody said yesterday. I think it was ESPN. They like simulated a bunch of stuff. They got Pete Crow Armstrong as a potential MVP in the National League.
I heard of him. Yeah. Pete Crow Armstrong.
I heard of him.
Yeah. Chicago Cubs. Look him up.
Okay.
His mother married somebody and they formed a baseball team and the kid managed or something like that. Like you look up PCA. Mm. I saw that yesterday as him as a potential MVP candidate. There was some buzz about him down in Arizona, but I mean, I like MVP for Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker out there in Chicago nowadays. They got him from Houston this past season. Cole Reagan's ERA. You can bet this on DraftKings over under 3. The under is plus 180. The over is minus 240. So it has to be 3 or below.
Three what if, it's, what if it hits 3? It's a push.
It's
then,
a push.
Right?
Yeah. So if it's 299, you would win if you bet on it to go under at plus 180.
What was he last year?
Oh, that's a good question.
3.49.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, that's why over is minus 240. Plus, you don't see a lot of, like, 3 ERAs anymore. I mean, I know there's probably more than we could think of this past year. I mean, I know Chris Sale, Tark Skubal, those guys as well. But, yeah, 3 or under is plus 180, and then 3 or over is minus 240 for Cole Reagans. Seth Lugo also in that category, his ERA is at 4 on DraftKings. So 4 over would be minus 155, under plus 115.
He was 3.57 in 2023.
And he had a career year.
So basically you're saying, is he repeating that?
But I mean, if he's like...
That's the biggest... Lugo may be the biggest question mark on the entire team, right? And I say that in a good way. Can he repeat what he did last year? Mm-hmm. If he repeats what he did last year, this team will be golden.
Yeah, it'd be sick, because then you have your ace and your hose of the staff and Reagan's, and you go back with Lugo. I mean,
yeah, because I think everybody believes Reagan's going to be just fine. Bobby's going to be just fine. Salvi's going to be fine. Vinny, when he plays, if he's healthy, he's going to be just fine. Like all that kind of stuff. Lugo is a big question mark because of having that career year.
So if I told you the Royals didn't meet their expectations, the first thing you would say is, well, did Lugo?
Yeah. What was the everybody after Cole Reagan's in the rotation?
Or it just completely fell off for Michael Wacha. Like, that'd be another one. Yeah, he just completely became like Daryl May or, whoever else.
Daryl May.
Yeah, that's right.
God.
He was on that game and I left early. He was on that roster.
He was on that team, yeah.
Estevez to lead the American League in saves is plus 240. He'll go against the reigning Cy Young, or not Cy Young, but potential Cy Young winner. Class A will be there today. Hopefully we don't see him in the ninth inning.
Give me the next one before I comment.
Lucas Irsaig saves plus 370.
Okay, the reason I wanted you to do that is because I wouldn't bet on any Royals to lead the league in saves, because I don't think they have that
situational
defined role.
Closer.
It's going to be a situational thing, because if there's two guys on in the seventh and one out, Irsaig's coming in a one-run game. That will be he's the old-school fireman that they had back in the day when the situation allowed for it. You brought that guy in. They just pitched the eighth and ninth inning, too, if they came in the seventh back then. So I don't think we're going to have a defined closer. Maybe we get there later in the season, but I like the way that they're talking right now. Like, if we got two guys on and we need to get an out, Irsaig's our best option. He's coming in, whether it's the seventh inning or the ninth inning, because if he can't get through the seventh, the ninth doesn't matter.
We talked about it a little bit earlier. The Royals to win the World Series as of right now is plus 3,000.
Mm-hmm. So not great odds.
No.
But obviously, it's the Royals. It's, you know, Vegas. They're going to put their odds at Yankees, Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know,
they're going to try to clean that free money up.
No doubt about it. But plus 3,000. But you can bet forecast bets, which is like what you can predict for the future of the World Series. For the Royals to defeat the Dodgers is plus 6,000.
Okay.
Okay. So that's interesting. But for the Royals to defeat the Braves is plus 1,300.
1,300 or 13,000?
I'm sorry, 13,000. So plus 13,000 defeat Atlanta, which what tells you there is
more of an indictment of the Braves.
Exactly. And they think that, you know, obviously there's it's the number is skewed up because of the Dodgers being the favorite. But for the Royals to be the Dodgers, plus 6,000?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it. For the Royals to win the American League is plus 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bet I like. Because if they can handle business against Baltimore, win their division like we think they could do, and you take care of Baltimore and you take care of, I'm going to say, Seattle, you have a really good chance to have that number hit. And that number, I think, will dissipate throughout the season.
Yeah, it probably will, because I don't know, man. Like, a lot's going to determine what the Yankees do in the first 2 months of this season from a roster standpoint, right? Alcantara, we keep talking about pitches today against, you know, Paul Skenes, and it's the best pitching matchup of the day. Alcantara is a guy in Miami. You know, the Marlins trade everybody, and the Yankees need a starter at the top of their rotation. That may be, you know, a guy that they target and go after. So that's going to skew the odds a little bit right now as well. And I'm sure, as you mentioned, Vlad Jr. will somehow end up in New York at some point during the season. You know?
No doubt about it. And then the one that really matters, the one that we all like to talk about, the over-under win total on DraftKings right now for the Royals is 83.5 at minus 110.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10.
Smash.
Yeah, I think you hit the over on this. I think
if you think the Royals are making the playoffs, you bet the over.
Yep. I think they make 88 wins at least this year. So,